Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
So those are the main social media channels. I'm working on expanding to TikTok and all of that, which actually I made a page of at this. It's also Enter the Vertex. But so my thing is that I want to inform the public on like what is going on, but in a more detailed way than what other astrologers have been putting out, but also in a way that like breaks down the complexity of astrology into something that somebody who has no idea what it is can understand. So I break it down very simply. And then also I'm big on sense of humor. So like that's like a big part of my brand is that I want to keep things light. Like astrology can be so heady. Where I'm like, okay, let's make this light. Let's make this sassy. Let's make this fun. And so I've had a lot of people really respond to the voice because they're saying it makes it more relatable. They can understand it better. And the way that I explain things like what everything means, I've just been told that they like are able to actually comprehend what's going on and learn astrology through my posts in ways that they can't like with other people are putting out. So I'm like, and then I really want to translate that into the app with that continued voice and that continued like method of explaining things, because so many people are just finding that like what's currently out there, honestly, okay, for me, aesthetic is everything, especially with a graphic design background. Like most astrology apps currently, I'm like, I don't like how they look, and I personally wouldn't use them because of that. So either they look really clunky and the UI is really outdated, or they look great, but the information is awful because it's not actually run by astrologers. It's people that are capitalizing on the trendiness of astrology, and also kind of almost preying on people's lack of knowledge and lack of being able to discern that the information is incorrect. And that boils my blood. And I'm like, okay, this is why I need to step in and, you know, at the same time, make it really beautiful and trendy and something that they want to use.
I love that. And I think, you know, you mentioned that, you know, your target audience really well. I think catering to your target audience, whether it's aesthetically, it's the aesthetics, or if it's the content, the way you're presenting it with the sassiness and the fun presentation, I guess, of it would hopefully lure people in and help them understand and take advantage of this as a way to just improve their lives a little bit, because ultimately, as you said, you're helping people figure out whatever it is that they want to figure out in an easier way. And that's a huge problem to solve. So
100%. And also like, not everybody is going through some sort of traumatic thing that they need help with. And so astrology is a really great tool for just like harnessing energy in a more efficient way. So like, for instance, because I have an interesting mix of audience and clients. Like I have some people who are like millionaires, and then I have some people that are just like saving up for a session because they really need it. And, you know, and I try to figure out ways to cater to everybody, because I want to make this as accessible as possible. So like I started doing classes where, you know, more of like a group setting that are going to be a little more affordable and accessible. But also at the same time, you know, kind of fostering that sense of community and connectedness that I think is really important. And then of course I have my one-on-one sessions, but one thing that's really, you know, what's really interesting, and I think that this is something also for those that are not like, okay, well, I'm not going through anything major right now. Like I don't need like a therapist. Like I don't, you know, although I think everybody should go to therapy just like for their own mental.
I agree.
You do not have to be going through anything. Everybody needs therapy. It will make you a better human. But anyway, that's my rant about that. But even if you're just like, whatever, this isn't for me, if you just want to utilize astrology for just like making your life run like a better, like more well-oiled machine. I don't think that's the right way to say it.
Oh, that is a good, actually, that's a really good choice of words, I would say.
Yes. Like, then it's really great for that as well. Like, JP Morgan, who is the first billionaire in the US, is famous for using astrology. And he has a quote that says, millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do.
Oh, I love that.
So, you know, so they're actually a lot of really big people utilize astrology, and it's because it allows you to take more control over the timing of your life. Mm-hmm. So like, for instance, there's certain periods of time that are just better suited for specific things. Now, if you're trying to go against that, you're just going to have a harder time. Whereas if you are like, for instance, Mercury's going retrograde soon, because we're in September.
Yeah.
And that's the one.
I'm not looking forward to that, by the way. It affects me so badly.
Well, you know, and that may be because Mercury is very strongly presented in your chart. I haven't seen your chart, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you know, and that's something that's like, I think a lot of people, even if they don't know astrology, like they know what Mercury retrograde is. And Mercury retrograde is just when things with communication, technology, and anything that Mercury rules, which is communication, transportation, and technology, just go a little haywire. Yeah. And this one is actually in Libra, so it's going to have to do with people coming back, like exes, like past relationships, things like that. But you know, like during Mercury retrograde, like there's certain things you don't want to do if you don't want it to backfire. Exactly. Like, so you don't want to launch a program. No. You don't want to launch a new business. You do not want to incorporate or start your startup or any of that. Like, you know, you want to wait for that period to be over, because chances are what's going to happen is when Mercury goes direct, you're going to have to redo something. You're going to have to flip something. And it's just more work and hassle for you. So if you know astrology, then you're like, okay, during this time, I'm going to work on something else. I'm going to wait a couple weeks, and then I'm going to do it during this time. I actually am doing business consulting right now for companies that want to figure out a good day to incorporate. Wow. And so this is really good for startups. So like, because your company has a chart. So the day that you incorporate, or the day that you come up with the idea, you can actually time and you can look at what the energy is of that company, and it will be accurate.
Okay, I've never heard of such a thing. That's amazing. I would love for you to run both my companies and tell me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's so funny. Like, so as an example, my company is a Scorpio rising. So I have like a very moody, dark aesthetic, but it's a Gemini sun. So it's very funny and lighthearted. But most of my clients are either Scorpio rising or Scorpio sun or Scorpio moon, because that rising is what attracts them. So it's like, it works. And then, so I have a company that I'm consulting for that's doing like something on biotypes, and they want to figure out like when the best time for them to incorporate so that their company has the strongest chart possible. So I'm going to be looking at their charts and figuring out like when is going to be the most compatible with their individual birth charts, as well as like the company itself as a whole having the essentially the biggest advantage in success. Because what, 99% of startups fail is the statistic, right? So yeah. You can give yourself a leg up by making a strong chart and solidifying that energy in a way that is actually going to help you instead of hurt you.
That's incredible. I honestly, that it's the first time I'm hearing that. And I'm all about my startups. Well, my Roma Leaf startup now, but Globify is not so much of a startup, but it would be so interesting for me to know, you know, when to do certain things. Cause I have that retrograde, Mercury retrograde. And I do remember, I think it was like 4 years ago when I was trying to do something, I literally was forcing it and it just wouldn't move forward. And I remember talking to a friend of mine and telling her that I'm being so stubborn, I don't want to give up, but I'm at a point where I'm just like not able to push this thing forward. And she said,
yeah,
well, you really shouldn't. You should wait until Mercury retrograde is over. And I'm like, what? Tell me more. And that's when I dove into analyzing more and learning about astrology. But to your point, I feel like I don't have a go-to place where I can go and rely on accurate information that could guide me and help me understand in my own way, like in simple language. A lot of the stuff is either way too complicated or it's just not making sense. So I'm super excited about your app. I can't, when do you think it'll be launched?
Oh, well, it's, so the build has to happen first. So, so working on that, definitely. So I'm currently, still, you know, looking for like investors. I'm still in like the pre-seed stage, which is why I'm in the pre-seed accelerator. So, I mean, hey, if anybody feels aligned and is interested, they're welcome to, you know, to reach out to me and see if that's something that resonates. Awesome. But yeah, I'm, you know, it's just a matter of time and figuring out like exactly when it's going to happen. But I feel like it's just something that's necessary. Yeah. And that doesn't exist currently. And I, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm the right person to bring this because with my very unlikely combination of skills that were mostly thrust upon me, you know, with my writing and graphic design and astrology and, you know, and even now like more learning about the business side, but again, that 16 years of knowledge that I bring to the table, you know, I think it really, I think I can create something that people will actually use and want. And, you know, and I think it's going to help a lot of people.
And that's the thing. I feel like with the app, you can reach and scale this and go so much bigger and help so many more.
So many more people.
Yeah. Versus one-on-one, your time is limited, you know, and that's what, like with this podcast, when I decided to launch the podcast, my purpose is to inspire other entrepreneurs to take the leap and start their entrepreneurial journey. Because, you know, for me to guide and tell people the ups and downs that we're going through, or simply just even talking about marketing and other issues in the startup world, the one-on-one is limited. We all have 24 hours in a day, and there's only so many people you can reach. But when you start thinking of platforms that you can utilize to scale your expertise, that's when I feel like we're making the biggest impact in this world. And I think ultimately, but to your point, I feel like you're solving such a big problem because most people do question, why are they here? What's their purpose in life? And
especially since 2020, which
absolutely, yeah.
Which that was all supposed to happen, by the way. People are like, we didn't see this coming. And I'm like, you don't have you clearly don't have an astrologer. Because 2020 was actually part of a pattern that occurs once every 35 years. So the last time that we dealt with that was AIDS in the 80s.
Oh.
So when I saw the virus on the horizon back in January, and you know, it was interesting. So my 2020 was so booked up because at the beginning of the year, everybody was like, they were so done with 2019 and they were like, oh, what do you see for 2020? And I was like, yeah. They're like, it's going to be the greatest year ever. I'm like, uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know, it's a lot of growth. And transformation, if you consider that to be the best year. Right. And they were like, why are you being so negative? And I'm like, I'm not. But that virus, by the way, that's not going away. Yeah. And then when we went into lockdowns, everybody was like, oh my God, you were right. And then they like came back to me and they're like, okay, can you read my chart? So I got a lot of skeptics during 2020 that like fully went into astrology and like converted and now believe in it and
that's like, awesome.
Are using it. You know, but it's kind of also like, I feel like with LA, you know how like now that traffic is back, which I do not miss, I don't miss it. I was so happy during 2020 when I could just drive on the open roads because there's nobody else out there. But you know, when we have traffic, you're looking at the time and you're like, okay, I can get to this destination, but if I leave during rush hour, it's going to take me double the time to get there. Right. Whereas if I just wait a couple hours, then I'll get there in half the time. So if you utilize astrology in the same
thought, I like that analogy. Yeah. The same thing can apply to your personal life, to your work life, to everything.
Your business.
I love that. So tell us one more time if people want to want to have a one-on-one consultation, whether it's for their personal life or their business, which I'm actually going to contact you for both my businesses. I've never heard of that. I'm so excited. Just remind us again how they would reach you, and I'll have everything in the bio for people to find you. But again, if you can just mention it for our show, that would be amazing.
Absolutely. So, so my website, which is currently under construction, but that's where I'm going to be collecting, you know, users who will be interested in the app. It's going to be enterthevertex.com. And then right now my socials, which have a direct link to book with me. My primary one is Instagram, and that's going to be at enterthevertex. So that's E-N-T-E-R-T-H-E-V-E-R-T-E-X. Spelled that right? Okay. And then, you know, and so it's enterthevertex, just one. Know nothing, and that's going to be where you can find me on Instagram. I also have a professional page on Facebook, and then on TikTok, which I'm expanding to as well. It's also Enter the Vertex.
I love it.
Yeah.
So Enter the Vertex, guys. If you want to connect with Sasha, Enter the Vertex. Find her on Instagram and get her to help you. We all need help sometimes. Well, actually, lately, we all need help all the time. So, Sasha, thank you so much. This is, I feel like we need to bring you back one more time to talk a little bit more about, you know.
I'm down. If you, yeah, we can even do a reading.
Yes, that's so exciting. Thank you. I'm excited. Yeah. And I wish you so much luck with the app. I know that's not going to be an easy one, but you know what? Stick with it, because you are going to change lives. So that's very inspiring. Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.